Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
If you're feeling anxious about your investments with all the economic volatility and chaos in Washington, tune in to Super Talk Jackson on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson. Learn more at myelementwealth.com.
Welcome in on Christmas Eve to the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Glad to be with you guys. And we got some news yesterday. What was initially thought as some pretty significant news. Hopefully, the follow-up is true. So we'll get into that today. Ole Miss is changing their travel plans with the Sugar Bowl, but that's not really the story. It's why they're changing the travel plans and what to make of the situation. I will try to tell you everything I know and in terms of the football team and the reporting about a COVID problem within the program and stuff like that. So it's going to be a shorter episode. It is, you know, Christmas Eve, but this is a rather significant story. So we'll get to that here with you on the podcast. I do want to remind you at first, though, that the podcast is brought to you by LB's just across from Kroger on University Avenue there in Oxford. It's the best place in Mississippi to get your meat. If you're like me and you're cooking on Christmas, I'm doing over-the-top chili is what I'm doing. Over-the-top chili is what it's called. It's where you make the chili without the meat, basically, in a Dutch oven, if you will, something like that. I'm using a cast iron Dutch oven, and I'm not cooking the chili, though. I'm cooking down the onions and peppers and stuff, mixing everything else in, putting that on the smoker, putting a grate over top of the Dutch oven, and smoking the meat I'm using for the chili on top of the chili as it cooks as well on the smoker. Giving that a shot over Christmas. And if you want to be like me and you want to cook on Christmas, LB's is the place to do it. Just across from Kroger on University Avenue. It is the best place in this entire state to get your meat. Go by and see Greg and tell him that I sent you. All right, so you got news yesterday that practice at Ole Miss was being disrupted. The initial reporting was canceled. That was changed to either disrupted or altered, or things were going on with Ole Miss's final practice before they sent the players home to reconvene the day after Christmas, and it is a result of positive tests. That was the initial reporting, and of course, as you can imagine, everybody kind of freaked out a little bit. Understandably so, everybody kind of freaked out a little bit. I honestly did as well. I even had a friend text me and say, how worried, like, should you be worried about this? And I was like, yes and no. Yes, because what you're seeing at Texas A&M and other places right now is not good. And you've seen it in the NFL. You've seen it in the NBA. Things are getting kind of out of control right now. But no, because they're still, at the time of these text messages, 10 days until the game. So any positive that came up over the last couple of days should be able to play in the game. They should be okay, but I need to learn more. I feel like I have learned more. So here's what I know, or what I think I know anyway, relaying it to you now. This we talked about it some on the radio show yesterday and also on the live stream this morning. So don't forget, I am on the radio every day, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 6 on your local Super Talk station. I also do a live stream in the morning on YouTube. Just search my name and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Find me there. But if you don't listen to those things, here is what we learned during the radio show yesterday about Ole Miss's situation. This could be inaccurate. I feel like this is pretty well-sourced. So we just hope that this is all very true. But anyway, in case you didn't listen to the show, here's what was said. The practice disruption yesterday, that reporting came from what is being described, or what was described by Richard, as a minuscule number of positives. Very few positive tests within the Ole Miss program caused the reporting and stuff yesterday. So you might be thinking, well, why were they testing? As we understand it, they were testing not the entire team, but certain players for various reasons, whether it be travel, maybe there was a restriction where they were going or something that they were planning on doing that required them to get a test. Or I know somebody, for example, who will be spending their holidays with a grandparent who just beat cancer. And so they're themselves getting tested to make sure that they're not bringing COVID into the home of somebody who just beat cancer, who's immunocompromised and elderly as well. So it could be a situation like that where they're getting tested because of a family situation or travel or something like that. This was not a situation where they chose to, as we understand it, test the entire team. It was a travel situation. They were set to go home yesterday, and they were testing because of that. And a, quote, minuscule number of positives came up during that. As we understand it, the protocol has not changed. So since the team is all vaccinated, they will not get tested unless they show symptoms moving forward. Unless something changes, unless they feel compelled to or whatever, the understanding is right now, unless they are showing symptoms, they will not be tested again. Could that change? I suppose so. But that is the understanding right now. So if you were worried about players missing the game, I guess it's possible, but it doesn't sound likely unless something changes. Small number of positives that happen more than 10 days out of the game, it seems. They expect, at least for now, the feeling is, the expectation is, barring a change from when I'm talking to you at this moment, the team to be largely completely intact. And it was, I asked if Matt Corral was one of those, and the answer was, that is not, it's not Matt Corral. So there you go. Wrap him in bubble wrap or put him in a hazmat suit before the game. But so it sounded bad because COVID positives in a program are bad, but it doesn't sound like they're particularly worried about it. It sounds like the protocols that have been in place are still in place. Nothing has changed. It's just a travel situation that caused them to get tested. That is at least what was said on our radio show yesterday. And that was based on, you know, sourcing and all the reporter stuff. Occasionally that does happen on our show, I guess. But nobody sounded overly concerned. The protocols that have been there all season are still in place. The team is fully vaccinated. A lot of players are getting boosters. That's not a concern. Barring a change, an unexpected change, the game is going to go on as scheduled. The team is going to be there. It seems like all is well, I guess is what I'm getting at, that the reporting sounded bad because that is bad. You know, it's not good that there are positive tests within your program, but it was stressed that it is not an outbreak, that they are going home, that the protocols that have been in place all season are still the ones they're going by, and they don't expect much disruption or any disruption between now and the start of the Sugar Bowl. They did change their travel plans. They changed their travel plans, and so they will not be going to New Orleans on the 26th. They will be going on the 30th. And that really sucks for the players because, especially big bowl games, there's a lot of stuff that they do for the team. Like, you know, if these kids have never been to New Orleans, they were going to get to go do a lot of stuff while they were down there. And it's a shame that they don't get to do those things. It really sucks. The reason why, as I understand it, they made that decision, though, was they were largely going to have to basically quarantine in New Orleans, and they didn't want to do that to the players. So they're going to keep them in Oxford where they're comfortable, where their houses or apartments off campus are, or their dorms or whatever, and they were going to get to be in a more open environment, a more comfortable environment, being in Oxford and practicing as opposed to being in New Orleans and getting kind of locked up in the team hotel with the exception of practice or team activities. For a few days, they made the decision to stay in Oxford and travel on the 30th as opposed to the 26th. So that sucks for the players. It really does. That's unfortunate that they don't get to get the full bowl game experience, but at least they get to be comfortable while they're practicing and preparing as opposed to being locked up in quarantine in a strange city. So that's kind of where things fall. It sounds like it could have been a hell of a lot worse than it is. Again, it was stressed that it's not an outbreak. it was expressed that the protocols that have always been there are still there. And it was a minuscule number of positives, and they're pressing forward with the expectation of being basically at full strength for the Sugar Bowl. Could things change? Sure, they could. I mean, you guys know every single day these things are changing and changing and changing every day. But for now, I think you can breathe a bit of a sigh of relief. This is not a Texas A&M situation. Also, Ole Miss wouldn't Ole Miss doesn't have a bunch of guys that transferred and opted out like Texas A&M did. And so even with a handful of a couple dozen positives, Ole Miss would still play in the game because they're not Texas A&M and Ole Miss is no longer being led by Ross Bjork. But if you want to hear more about that, check out my live stream. I talked about that there. You guys are here for Ole Miss conversation only. Point being, they don't seem overly concerned. They practiced and then sent the guys home after practice. The practice still happened. They don't really seem overly concerned. And if they're not concerned, there's no reason for you to be at this time. Could things change? Sure, they could. But it sounds like, I mean, my reaction to positive tests was, forgive my language, everybody, earmuffs for the little ones, was, oh shit, here we go. And it turns out that is not the appropriate reaction, which is a good thing. It's a very good thing. So they expect to be playing this game as expected. They expect to play the game as expected. That's a really good line, Michael, but you get my point. They expect things to go basically as normal. They're just getting to the city a little bit later than usual. So not near as bad as the initial reaction, which is a very, very good thing. Podcast is also brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you're in the market for office technology of any kind, copiers and printers, mail machines, cloud storage, data, security, IP phone systems, anything. If it's technology in the office and you're in the state of Mississippi, Advantage Business Systems started in Jackson, but again, services the entire state. Don't let the Jackson name scare you into thinking it's somebody from out of town. No, they service you if you're in the state of Mississippi and you're in the market for office technology. ABSMS.com is the website. Tell them I sent you. You get a complimentary assessment. So you tell them what you're looking for, what your budget is, and they'll find something to fit your needs. All right, last thing for you. Nothing new on the offensive coordinator search, or at least nothing concrete. I know Neil McCready reported earlier that Ole Miss made a run at Tennessee's offensive coordinator, and that run came up empty. Don't know anything beyond that, honestly. I've asked. Nobody really tells me anything. They say, look real closely at Utah State. I don't know. This is the nature of Lane Kiffin, man. He does not give away anything. The program really isn't leaky. It's hard to get information when the people whose day job is information, unlike mine, mine's just commentary. The people that are in it trying to get info and break stories have a really hard time with this program. Kiffin just doesn't leak much. And so no news there, but interesting. He made a run at Tennessee's offensive coordinator. Maybe that's, I mean, what a great troll job that would have been. But beyond that, nothing concrete on that front. We did get another quarterback hitting the portal today. Connor Bazelak, the 2-year starting quarterback at Missouri, who was recently benched but did start 11 games this year, is somebody that hit the portal. I know a lot of you won't like this. I think that is at least an option they should look into. I'm not saying sign him, but they should look into it. I think he's got some talent. There's definitely some talent there and some SEC experience. Is he Dylan Gabriel as far as experience and how good it's been? No, he was kind of a turnover machine this year, was Bazelak. But I do think there's some talent there, and I do think that kicking the tires on him wouldn't be the worst idea. Should they sign? Again, there will be better options that hit the portal. There will be. I'm not saying go sign him right now, but I think he's worth at least, you know, putting the film on and seeing what you think about him. That's just me. And basketball, why bother? So, you guys have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for tuning in, as you always do. I appreciate you very much. I'm off all next week. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have some equipment with me. I don't know what my schedule is going to be like, though. I'll be out of town. I might do a couple episodes while I'm away. It just depends, truthfully. And I'll be down in New Orleans, though. So please, if you see me, say hey and buy me a beer. Oh, wait. I mean, I'll buy you a beer. Anyway, I'll see y'all then. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. And I'll talk to you again soon.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.